So next up on Express Yourself, I'm joined by Rachel Manning, who is the newest member of the Carbondale Arts team. You were just telling me, Rachel, that you're the newest in 4 years.
I think 4 years, yeah. Wow. My predecessor, Deb, worked there for 6 or 7 years. Mm-hmm. So good sign that it's a good place to work.
And Deb Colley, known to many as a dancer and a beloved face of Carbondale Arts, who is now in Colombia, right?
Oh, Ecuador. Ecuador, yeah.
Okay. Living in Ecuador with her husband for the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your role at Carbondale Arts?
I am the operations manager and public relations person face.
Okay, great. So I've seen your name a lot on press releases. What do you think of the Carbondale community?
You know, it's an extremely unique community, I think. It reminds me a lot of home. I'm from Ireland. Everyone is very kind and also very unique in themselves. And I think the community really respects that about each other, which you don't really find a lot of places anymore.
Mm-hmm. Carbondale Arts in particular, is it a lot of work to be a part of? I mean, from the outside,
no,
there's so much going on.
Honestly, it's kind of like... It sounds really cheesy, but it's really fun going to work every day. Each one of us is so different and we'll have such different roles that it's never boring. It never feels like you're working because everyone is having a good time, even in times of high work and high stress.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
I feel pretty lucky to have stumbled into it.
And how many months have you been in the role now?
I started the week of Mountain Fair, which was, I guess, a really interesting time to start because it was so busy. So probably about 4 or 5 months.
Awesome. Well, one thing that Carbondale Arts is working on at this moment, and the reason that you're here today, is to talk about the Light Up Carbondale event that is being put on by Carbondale Arts at the launch pad. So mm-hmm. What kind of things will people have to look forward to if they wander on over to the launch pad tonight?
Well, we're actually doing it with the town of Carbondale as well, and they'll actually be the ones lighting up the trees. But mm-hmm. if people come down to the launch pad from 3 to 7, Santa Claus will be there. So will Mark Burrows of Roaring Fork Photography, and he'll be taking photos of all the kids with Santa. And I know Santa's bringing 2 of his special elves with him, and then we're going to step up and just be volunteer elves as well, the staff of Carbondale Arts.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And what kind of other treats will there be?
So there'll be the Christmas Cowboy Chorale. We'll be singing a few songs. And then we'll also have Miss Jenny and the Crystal River Ballet doing some experts from the Nutcracker.
Okay.
Yeah. So it should be about 15 ballerinas coming in at 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Great. Any other particular times that people could be on the lookout for?
Santa's sleigh will be coming down at 5:15 on Main Street, would be another one.
Okay, 5:15.
Yeah, get there early, though, to see Santa, because I know last year was bananas.
Pretty packed.
Yeah.
I've been one of those elves in the past.
And oh!
There's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot of candy and fun treats and good spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So yet another thing to enjoy in Carbondale, a good reason to be in Carbondale for this first Friday. Number of events all around. Rachel, what do you make of First Friday? Is this whole concept something unique to you, or have you experienced it? You mentioned living in Snowmass.
Mm-hmm. Well, before I worked for Carbondale Arts, I'd come down and be at them probably really merrily.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just see them as, again, a great opportunity to get the whole community together and just celebrate how unique Carbondale is.
Great. Anything else that you would like to add in particular about this event?
No, just come along and have a great time. There's something for everyone, 0 to 80.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Yeah, thank you.